Well, we want to do two things. One is just catalyze a new set of behavior, which is, you know, to do that, we're going to drive very aggressively at these deliverables. And the second thing is this category of technology that we're now find ourselves in, the consumerization of technology, open data, agile development, modular development, the overriding theme of all those is the speed, flexibility and agility that comes from these underlying technologies. And so part of teaching the federal government and the federal, you know, workforce to move to these new technologies will be inspiring that speed and agility in the way we do get there.
One of the things that when you look at this strategy and you look at the shared services strategy and you look at so many different pieces that have come out, agencies are going to be looking at this and going, oh my goodness, this is so much to do. How's OMB trying to help them balance all the different priorities? Because, you know, you have heard it over the years, oh, another unfunded mandate.
So part of this strategy and many of the other complementary strategies to it were founded out of some work we did last winter with the CIO community. We had a two-day offsite that was in a federal facility here in town, where at the beginning of the 2 days, I told them at the end of the 2 days, we need to have a set of deliverables, a set of action items we're going to take out of these meetings, we're going to go run and execute on together. And out of the top five, three of them are represented in the digital strategy, the shared services strategy, and the open data stuff that we're doing. And so we have the weight of the federal CIO community behind us and rallying towards this. I think they're all identifying, you know, the move to mobile, the consumerization of technology and everything as the imperative that they need to seize upon. This strategy wasn't just a top-down thing. It was actually born from those communities.
A lot of what you guys have been trying to do is that process, kind of bring it from the bottom up. If you look at the 25-point plan, a lot of these things came out because people were asking, you know, this has been a problem forever. But at the same time, are you getting the CFO community, the CAO, all the different C-level communities who have to play a big role in this? Because as we've seen, CIOs are not an island.
That's right. So this strategy, you know, takes a very comprehensive approach across multiple communities. To be successful, you can't just focus on either a great sort of dialogue in the plan or just the end product. You've got to focus on the execution. And what I'm probably most encouraged by is if you go line by line through this plan, you'll see the different communities represented. And we, for all of them, had pre-approval from those communities that they were going to take those action items and run with them, own them, and see them through to completion. And so we, before the plan even hit the street, we had people signed up, and in many cases have already started the work.
Let me get to some of the specifics. You went through each of the areas, but one of the things that stood out to me was around the shared platform piece. You talked about a bring your own device, a BYOD policy. Is that something that your office, or at least your office, is spearheading or working on?
Part of this is getting these communities together to, you know, not only work together collaboratively across the different audiences, but also focus on a cross-governmental approach to many of the things we're doing. We tend to have centers of excellence in small places around the government. We'll have some agency doing great work on analyzing security around devices. We'll have one agency doing a great job at bring your own device. We'll have one agency focusing on an application delivery model for mobile, as an example. And the goal here is to have a strategy, have a set of permissions, and work across government to get government to really be just more consistent. Let's take those best practices and scale them laterally versus just in the agencies in which they exist. And so this strategy will bring together communities of people, agencies within government, and some external experts to really help us foster this in a government-wide approach.
Is there even some thought around what someone in industry termed it a FedRAMP for mobile around the cybersecurity pieces?
We definitely want to look at consistency around authorization for both mobile devices and applications. And so a FedRAMP for mobile is a catchy phrase. You know, we're focused on FedRAMP for cloud right now. I think the work we're doing in this plan could lead to a FedRAMP for mobile type model. We definitely, you know, from an efficiency standpoint, we believe in that model, and we definitely want to drive toward that.
Todd, let me shift over to you for a second. You're looking at this from maybe a different perspective as the CTO. So you're kind of the inside looking out versus the inside looking inside, which is what I guess Steve is doing. When you look at the private sector, are they already down a path that the government maybe is a little behind on? Now, we've heard for years that the government's behind, missing the tech revolution, and I think some would disagree with that concept, but at least you can point out to some areas where things have fallen behind. A lot of what is in the digital management strategy is already considered maybe best practices, or at least leading practices in the private sector.
So I think there is a lot that we can learn from the private sector, but I also frankly think there's a lot that the private sector can learn from us. So I don't think that anybody has a monopoly on wisdom and virtue. And so, in fact, I think actually the true magic for America lies in the mashup of the public and private sector. And so you can really see that embedded in the heart of the digital government strategy and in the heart of the Presidential Innovation Fellows projects that we're launching. So, for example, right, turn our data into a platform. Make it easier for us to build services on top of it, and make it easier for everyone else outside government to build services on top of it, with the common goal of delivering an array of services that neither the public nor private sector can come up with alone, but mashed up together can deliver and create all kinds of benefit for the American people, improve lives, and create jobs.
Shift back to Steve. When a GS-12, a GS-10 looks at these strategies, and where's their role? What do you say to them? Because I think that there may be a feeling that here we go, another initiative, another top-down initiative. And you've been very clear to say this is not your idea. These are the ideas that came from the CIOs, the CIO Council, the people involved. But where do you see the federal employee, if you will, role in all of this? And how can they impact, whether through data or through digital or through mobile?
I think those employees are coming there by themselves. They're coming there naturally. You know, these are the employees that are using Facebook. They're up on Amazon.com buying products. They're booking their travel online. They're doing all of this. They as much as citizens on the outside, expect this from their government. They expect it from their workplace. And I think the bottom line of this, these series of announcements isn't just about bringing people in from the outside and coming up with a new strategy and things like that. It's us giving them permission to unleash the potential that exists through their experience of consumer technology on the model that is government. It's taking that next step to really, really unleash all of this power of technology and the way we work, the way we interface with Americans, the way we really meet the mission of government.